Welcome to Royal Stadium in Kansas City, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Kansas City Royals. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Thad Bosley. Batting second. The second baseman, Jim Morrison. Batting third. The first baseman, Lamar Johnson. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Wayne Nordhagen. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Chet Lemon. Batting sixth. The DH, Ron Pruitt. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Kevin Bell. Batting eighth. The catcher, Bruce Kim. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Greg Pryor. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Ross Baumgarten. For the Kansas City Royals. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Willie Wilson. Batting second. The shortstop, UL Washington. Batting third. The third baseman, George Brett. Batting fourth. The DH, Hal McRae. Batting fifth. The left fielder, John Wathan. Batting sixth. The catcher, Daryl Porter. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Willie Akins. Batting eighth. The right fielder, Clint Hurdle. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Frank White. Pitching for the Kansas City Royals, Larry Gura. And now, play ball. Thad Bosley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bosley takes first base on ball four. Jim Morrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Bosley. The throw from Porter and he is out, White applying the tag. One out. Jim Morrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morrison strikes out. Two outs. Lamar Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Morrison settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. UL Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Royals. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. John Wathan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wathan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Morrison scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Royals 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Wayne Nordhagen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nordhagen strikes out. One out. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron Pruitt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pruitt hits a ball on the ground towards short. Washington scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Royals 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Ken Kravec now pitching. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter hits a ball on the ground towards first. Johnson scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Porter for the out. One out. Willie Akins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Akins hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-0, Royals. Clint Hurdle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hurdle hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Royals 2, and the White Sox 0. The White Sox will come to bat. Kevin Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell hits a line drive towards third. Brett reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bruce Kim is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kim strikes out. Two outs. Greg Pryor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pryor strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Royals 2, and the White Sox 0. The Royals will come to bat. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0-for-1 in the game. Wilson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. UL Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Washington hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Johnson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Wilson. The throw from Kim and he is safe. Wilson steals second. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 0-for-1 in the game. Brett hits a line drive towards short. Pryor reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. McRae hits a ball on the ground towards first. Johnson scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats McRae for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Royals 2, and the White Sox 0. The White Sox will come to bat. Thad Bosley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bosley is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Bosley hits a line drive towards short. Washington reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Morrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morrison is 0-for-1 in the game. Morrison hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Wilson. Morrison reaches second base with a double. Lamar Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-1 in the game. Johnson hits a fly ball into left field. Way then settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wayne Nordhagen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nordhagen is 0-for-1 in the game. Nordhagen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Washington scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Royals 2, and the White Sox 0. The Royals will come to bat. John Wayven is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wayven is 0-for-1 in the game. Wayven hits a fly ball into left field. Bosley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0-for-1 in the game. Porter hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Willie Akins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Akins is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Akins takes first base on ball 4. Porter moves to second. Clint Hurdle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hurdle is 0-for-1 in the game. Hurdle hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Porter moves to third. Akins moves to second. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0 for 1 in the game. White hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Porter tags and scores. Two outs. It's 3-0, Royals. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Wilson hits a line drive into right field. Nordhagen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Royals 3, and the White Sox 0. The White Sox will come to bat. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0 for 1 in the game. Lemon hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Wilson. Lemon reaches second base with a double. Ron Pruitt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pruitt is 0 for 1 in the game. Pruitt hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Lemon moves to third. One out. Kevin Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0 for 1 in the game. Bell hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Lemon tags and scores. Two outs. It's 3-1, Royals. Bruce Kim is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kim is 0 for 1 in the game. Kim takes first base on ball 4. Greg Pryor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pryor is 0 for 1 in the game. Pryor hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Kim moves to second. Thad Bosley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bosley is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Bosley strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Royals 3, and the White Sox 1. The Royals will come to bat. UL Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Washington strikes out. 1 out. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 0 for 2 in the game. Brett hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-1, Royals. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. McRae hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Lemon. McRae reaches second base with a double. John Wathen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wathen is 0 for 2 in the game. Wathen hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Bosley. Wathen reaches second base with a double. McRae scores. It's 5-1, Royals. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Porter takes first base on ball 4. Lamar Hoyt now pitching. Willie Akins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Akins is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Akins hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Wathen scores. Porter moves to third. It's 6-1, Royals. Clint Hurdle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hurdle is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hurdle hits a fly ball into right field. Nordhagen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Porter tags and scores. Two outs. It's 7-1, Royals. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0 for 1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. White hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Akins moves to second. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hoyt fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Royals 7, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim Morrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morrison is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Morrison hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lamar Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-2 in the game. Johnson hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Wilson. Johnson reaches second base with a double. Morrison goes all the way around to score. It's 7-2, Royals. Wayne Nordhagen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nordhagen is 0-for-2 in the game. Nordhagen hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Johnson moves to third. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Lemon hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. White settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Pruitt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pruitt is 0-for-2 in the game. Pruitt strikes out. Two outs. Kevin Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Bell takes first base on ball 4. Nordhagen moves to second. Bruce Kim is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kim is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Kim hits a fly ball into right field. Hurdle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Royals 7, and the White Sox 2. The Royals will come to bat. UL Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Washington hits a pop-up towards first. Johnson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Brett hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Nordhagen. Brett reaches second base with a double. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. McRae hits a pop-up towards third. Bell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Way then is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Way then is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Way then hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Brett scores. It's 8-2, Royals. Guy Hoffman now pitching. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Way then. The throw from Kim and he is safe. Way then steals second. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Porter hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Way then scores. It's 9-2, Royals. Willie Akins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Akins is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Akins hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Morrison scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Royals 9, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Pete Lockhock now playing first base. Greg Pryor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pryor is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Pryor hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Thad Bosley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bosley is 0-for-2 in the game. with a walk. Bosley hits a fly ball into right field. Hurdle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Morrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morrison is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Morrison hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lamar Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Johnson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Pryor moves to second. Wayne Nordhagen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nordhagen is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Nordhagen hits a fly ball into right field. Hurdle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Royals 9, and the White Sox 2. The Royals will come to bat. Clint Hurdle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hurdle is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Hurdle hits a fly ball into left field. Bosley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. White hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Wilson hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Lemon. Wilson reaches second base with a double. UL Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 1 for 4 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Washington hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Morrison scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Royals 9, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Rennie Martin now pitching. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Lemon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Washington scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Randy Johnson pinch hits for Ron Pruitt. Randy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Lockhock scoops it up and throws to first, with Martin covering, for the out. Two outs. Kevin Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Bell takes first base on ball 4. Bruce Kim is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kim is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Kim hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Royals 9, and the White Sox 2. The Royals will come to bat. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 2 for 4 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got one RBI. Brett hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Bell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. McRae hits a line drive into left field. Bosley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Wathen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wathen is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got two RBIs. Wathen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pryor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Royals 9, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Rance Mullinix now playing second base. Greg Pryor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pryor is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Pryor is hit by the pitch. Thad Bosley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bosley is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Bosley hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Martin fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Jim Morrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morrison is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Morrison hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Kansas City Royals, 9, and Chicago White Sox, 2. Goodbye from Royals Stadium in Kansas City.